AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Donald Trump assembling his national security team with a flurry of announcements. Lisa Dwyer has his pick to lead the Central Intelligence Agency.
John Ratcliffe is a more traditional pick to lead the CIA than other rumored loyalists pushed by some of Trump's supporters. A former Republican congressman from Texas, Ratcliffe served as director of national intelligence for the final months of Trump's first term. Ratcliffe's visibility rose in 2019 as a member of Trump's impeachment advisory team and strenuously questioned witnesses during the impeachment hearing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Trump's also nominating Fox News host and Army veteran Peter Hegseth for defense secretary, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for homeland security, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee as ambassador to Israel, longtime friend Steve Witkoff to be special envoy to the Middle East, and named Bill McGinley as his White House counsel. As for Congress, the split in the House stands at 214-206 in favor of Republicans, with 15 races still to be called. But Speaker Mike Johnson is expressing confidence.
We are ready to deliver on America's mandate.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says 8 years ago, the GOP was not prepared for Trump's win, and Congress wasted precious time. Not this time.
We will be ready on day one. We are prepared this time.
Even though the House majority is too early to call, Johnson says he expects unified GOP control, paving the way toward enacting Trump's agenda. The speaker says the president-elect will visit with House Republicans tomorrow on Capitol Hill, likely before stopping here to meet with President Biden. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Biden administration says Israel's made some good but limited progress in increasing the flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza. Therefore, it will not limit arms transfers, as it threatened a month ago. And the FAA is prohibiting U.S. airlines from flying to Haiti for the next 30 days after gangs shot two planes. This is AP News. The National Toy Hall of Fame has enshrined a new class of honorees. Here's a hint.
I bought a car. Turned out to be an alien robot. Who knew?
Shelley Adler knows.
And the winners are
My Little Pony, the card game Phase 10, and Transformers.
My Little Pony, My Little Pony.
Chris Bench, chief curator at the Strong Museum of Play.
My Little Pony has been a finalist 7 times and finally made it into the winner's circle. So it's great to celebrate that.
There were 2,500 nominations this year for 382 toys. The museum staff narrows the field to 12 finalists each year, and a group of educators, specialists, and historians pick the 3 inductees. I'm Shelley Adler.
Among those missing out, balloons. And the stick horse. Come on, the stick horse. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.